السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى has promised that you will remain dominant over all nations, over all people, over all forces, irrespective of who they may be. Just one condition, in kuntum mu'minin, if you are indeed true believers. That is the condition. True believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them dominance. You will stay above all. Allah ta'ala will give you government. Allah ta'ala will give you superiority. Allah ta'ala will put awe and fear into the hearts of your enemies. And those who will come in contact with you with an open mind, without any prejudice and bias, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them iman. Allah Ta'ala will give them hidayat. But if they confront you, if they become obstinate and they confront you, then Allah Ta'ala will give you dominance. So without really giving you the translation of that ayat, the meaning is this, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give you that dominance, He will give you that power, He will give you strength, He will give you superiority on the land. If you look at it in the light of other ayat of the Quran Sharif also, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلِفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised, and the condition He has made is that you must have this solid iman. If iman is solid, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nusrat, help and madad is promised. And if it is not solid, then what? Then the sacrifices have to reach a certain level, or that zulm has to reach a certain level, and Allah Ta'ala will bring about a revolution. Most of the places where there is a revolution and Allah Ta'ala brings about a change, it's not because of our great actions and deeds that we have suddenly become people of great action and perfect iman. It is due to two things. Either the entire ummah or the large percentage of the ummah get down to istighfar and tawbah. They've committed sins, they've made mistakes, they've erred, they've slipped, they've fallen, but they are not proud and arrogant, and they do not boast about their sins. They make istighfar and tawbah that indeed, O Allah, we are weak. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts their tawbah and He gives them that same promises, fulfills those same promises that He has made for the true believers. And if that doesn't happen in the large part of the ummah, or the majority of the ummah, then what happens is that there has to be plenty of lives that will be going. There will be a lot of sacrifices that will have to be made. Or the zulm of those oppressors, when it reaches a certain level, then in a very strange way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings about a complete change and a complete revolution. We have seen that in many, many countries. And then they don't have to even be believers. How many countries we have seen that? That when the oppressors tyrannized, when their oppression reached limits, when they behave like nothing but lions and tigers and cheetahs and wolves, and when they began to oppress the poor and those who were weak, then when that oppression reached a certain limit, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created another force which toppled this government and came into government. Then that government again, if it does the same thing, starts oppressing, then after a certain period of time, either those people are become strong in Iman, then Allah Ta'ala will give them that government. But if not, then another force will come, take over that government and do the same thing again. But that government will be overthrown. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Look at it throughout history. Those who know history, they will see that in the 1400 years, how it has happened. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmain started off very, very small. Very small, tiny group. And so much of oppression upon them, so much of tyranny, so much of torture. But their iman was strong, their faith was strong. They continued with that struggle to pass on this message of deen, and in the process they took upon themselves those tests and those trials. So in those cases what happened is Allah Ta'ala overthrew those monarchs and those governments and those empires which were tyrannizing, which were oppressing, which were torturing. And Allah Ta'ala gave Muslims that those governments, the Persian Empire, Roman Empire. Who could have ever thought that a small band of people from the Arab Peninsula, not even having that kind of ammunition, or they cannot match those people's war and military might in any way, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them dominance. And not one battle of Islam was won on the basis of majority. It was never won on the basis of having plenty of ammunition. Right from the Battle of Badr, go right down. In the Battle of Badr, you'll find 313 Muslims, 313 people of Iman, 1,000 on the other side. Comes the Battle of Uhud, 1,000, 3,000 on the other side. And of that 1,000 also, 300 Munafiqeen, they go away. Like that you'll carry on. You look at Battle of Qadisiyah, 6,000 people was Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and 60,000 on the other side. So Islam and Muslims, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them dominance, not on the basis of majority-minority, on the basis of plentiful of ammunition, on the basis of their taqwa and their iman. Yes, they had to make preparation to whatever extent it was possible. They had to take their arms, ammunition, they had to make war preparation, they had to do planning, they had to even appoint what we may term in these days as people who are doing intelligence service. There's so much of things. In fact, where have these people going most of this knowledge? It is from how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prepared his sahabas, how he put them into the battlefield, and what were the considerations that he gave to. Like in the Battle of Uhud, he put those people on top of the mountain. And he said, you must not move from here, whatever happens. And just that little difference of opinion, and Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes. At that time he was not a Muslim. And he attacks that small band that was left there. And they suffer defeat for a little while. But then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them victory. Now that's all history. But the point that I was getting across to you is that this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. That whenever there is tyranny, when there's oppression, when there's zulm, then either the Muslims are strong in their iman, their faith, then Allah Ta'ala will bring them into confrontation with those enemies, and Allah Ta'ala will assist them with His angels, and He will give them dominance. And if the Muslims are not that strong, they are weak in their iman, then the zulm will go on and on, the injustices will go on and on, until that zulm reaches a certain level, after which Allah Ta'ala will bring about a change, a revolution, that government will be overthrown, and some other government will come in its place. But then it will again depend on how do the Muslims behave. Now unfortunately in these days what we find is that the zulm is increasing, but the imani level of our brothers and sisters and ourselves is not increasing. As a result, we do not know to what level that zulm has to reach before there will be a topple. Otherwise, can you imagine in the time of the Sahabas, so much of zulm that's taking place in Palestine and still no inqilab taking place, revolution taking place. So much. Unheard of. Afghanistan, what did they do? In Kashmir, what is happening? In Iraq. But as I explained to you, that this is the principle. So keep this in mind. Then we can swear the governments, we can swear whoever we wish to, but أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ, your actions, your deeds, Allah Ta'ala will appoint those kind of rulers over you. But what happens is, at such a time then, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes some people as shaheeds, because the Quranic verse is very, very clear. أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. In Surah Fatiha, we asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for what? We said, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So what is صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, those on whom you have sent down your in'am, you have blessed them, you have showered upon them your bounties. And now who are those people? In another ayat Allah Ta'ala tells us, they are from the Nabis, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, from the Siddiq. Then شُهَدَاء, those who are martyrs, and salihin, the righteous ones. So now the Quran Sharif ayat tells us that one of those groups is the group of martyrs, shaheeds. So if there were no shaheeds, then we would have said that this ayat of the Quran Sharif is, na'uzu billah, incorrect, because where are the shaheeds? So some people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives them shahadat. In this form they get shahadat. They fight for the defense of an Islamic state, they fight for the defense of deen, they fight for the defense of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or in whichever way they give their life for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they become shaheed. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes some people as shaheed from these battles. And for others, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he makes it a lesson of ibrat. So we have to do our duty, and that is engage in plentiful of dua. It is unfortunate that when it comes to making dua for them, when it comes to reading Yasin Khatams for them and making dua, or engaging in something constructive, then at that time we find ourselves very, very negligent and weak. But if only I have to announce, or I had to announce, that tonight, after the Isha Salat, there will be Yasin Khatam, and after the Yasin Khatam, Yunus Patel will be leading a march from Masjid of Noor Ashaval up to the post office. I assure you, this masjid would have been packed up to capacity. If only I had to lead a march from here. Why, that has become our mizaj, our nature. On the street, you can look at the girls, you can look at the ladies, you can joke and you can laugh and you can jump and you can dance and you can do everything and say, we are fighting for a cause. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, what are they doing? Millions of them are marching. Millions of them. So does it mean that they became mahbub of Allah Ta'ala, beloveds of Allah Ta'ala, just because they marched? Allah Ta'ala uses, as I mentioned, I think, in one of the majlises, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses even the munafiqeen, he uses the kuffar, uses the mushrikeen, and he uses those who are sinful to the extreme for the defense of his deen. So we must do what Allah ta'ala has ordered us. Again, don't misunderstand these things. That there are different forms of tadbir that you make use of. Our ulama, they have had marches, they have had protests, they have had picketing, they have done many things. If it is done within the parameters of Sharia, and the person is sincere about it, and at that time also the person's taqwa is maintained, it's not that the person has already missed his Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and after that he's talking about deen and talking about defense of Islam, or the person after he has picketed, then he goes to sleep and gets up after the sun has risen, and he is talking about the rise of Islam. So it must not be that kind of thing. The taqwa must still remain. Then inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept those efforts too. But for us to compare and say that that effort is the effort, and those people who picketed in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they picketed in the house of Allah ta'ala, pleading to Allah ta'ala, begging Allah ta'ala, to send down His help and His assistance. Because the one in whose hands everything lies, we are picketing in His house, not against anyone. Picketing here will mean that we are putting ourselves at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we know that if a host, if you have to come to my house, how will I treat you? Any person who has got a little bit of decency and a little bit of shame and haya, he will treat his guests with respect. He will entertain them. Whatever little he has, he will share with them. And he will want to make his guests comfortable. So you think when a large number of people will put themselves at the door of Allah Ta'ala and in His house, and when they will cry before that Allah and say, "Oh Allah, these enemies of Islam, they are making zulm upon our brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, all power lies in Your hands. Oh Allah, You use Your hidden forces and Your heavy qudrat. And either give those people hidayat or You destroy them, cause their planes to crash and let their armies fight and destroy their coalitions and create division amongst their ranks." Now you think if we're going to do that in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to listen. Why I'm mentioning these things is that unfortunately these type of things come to our ears from different sources. Where are the ulama? Where are the ulama? Do all the ulama have to do one thing? So alhamdulillah, these type of things don't create any kind of real problem for us, because alhamdulillah, I don't even consider myself as being one of those ulama. I'm a student and will remain a student till my dying day. But at the same time, when others consider as an ulama, so then it becomes necessary to clear out certain issues. That different people are doing different kinds of things, so we must not run to conclusions. For example, on the ATB, the anti-terror bill, which I mentioned in my Jummah Bayan, the anti-terror bill is terrible and horrible and miserable. Now there are different people who are doing different things. Many, many meetings have been held of the Ulama Council of South Africa. We have met many MPs, we have met different people trying to bring to their understanding that this bill is going to have very adverse effect, or it's going to have terrible implications if it has to be passed. Look at what happened in England, what happened here, what happened there. And then again, if you have to look at the definition, it is such a definition that it is so wide that you can put the whole world into it. Such a wide and vague and ambiguous definition of terrorists. Now all these things, now there are different people who are engaged in different things. Now does it mean that if they don't come onto the radio stations, so they are not doing anything? Because we get phone calls. What are they doing? What are they doing? Now, so is it only if they come on the radio station, then they are doing something? So unfortunately, these are our weaknesses, but this majlis, because it is a majlis of islah, and most of you who come here, alhamdulillah, that is the niyat that you come with, that you learn something which will benefit. So let us become balanced in our attitude. Let us not go on to any extremes. We must show appreciation for others also who are doing work in different fields. We need the attorneys to do certain things, we need the ulama to do certain things, we need the business people to do certain things. Like in this war now that's taking place, we need people who will canvass for funds to assist and help those people who are suffering. There's so much of disaster there. There's so many people who are going to be bombed, innocent women, children. When you look at the blood on their faces in the newspaper articles, it makes us weep that what sin have they committed? You got your fight and problem with Saddam Hussein, then fight his forces, but indiscriminate bombing of civilians, Nevertheless, so there will be people that will be doing collection for that. There will be people who will be required to go there and assist and help, give them service in the field of medication and treatment and things like that. There will be people who will be required for other things. And at the same time, for the entire ummah, whether they are weak or they are strong, whether they are rich or they are poor, whether they have any capacity and capability or they don't have, for them the requirement will be that they must put their heart and soul into dua for such people. So we will say that all of them are doing something and we must appreciate it. Don't go on to any extreme and just after we plan something that this is what must be done. So now everybody must do that and we condemn all the rest. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us hidayat. I don't know what I was going to say, where the mazmoon went, but I always believe that whatever is not planned and just comes into the mind, it is from my beloved Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for my islah, your islah, or whoever's islah it may be. Now I was going to read to you from something that is very relevant to our times. It is a poetry of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. But how fitting it is. Aaj kal zulm o sitam aur shor o shar hain juzve din. Aaj kal zulm o sitam aur shor o shar hain juzve din. Dakhile tehzeeb hain makr o fareb aur bughz o ki. Aaj kal zulm o sitam aur shor o shar hain juzve din. داخل تہذیب ہیں مکر و فریب اور بغض کی آسمان پر اڑ رہے ہیں یوں تو اب اہل زمین آسمان پر اڑ رہے ہیں یوں تو اب اہل زمین وہ مگر ان ظلمتوں کو دور کر سکتے نہیں وہ مگر ان ظلمتوں کو دور کر سکتے نہیں مسلم خابیدہ اٹھ ہنگامہ آرا تو بھی ہو ماند سب ہو مہر بن کر آشکارا تو بھی ہو. آج کل ظلم و ستم اور شور و شر ہے جزوے دی. What has become the part of deen today? The part of deen, what have we made today? Zulm o sitam. Injustice, oppression, tyranny. That has become the deen of the Muslim today. Muslim state, but the height of tyranny. We have got more freedom in this country to express our deen, to talk about deen, to propagate our deen, and to talk about injustices than those who are living in Muslim lands have. Go to the Haram Sharif, and if three people are sitting together, you've got a fourth ear there, listening in. What are these people talking? Now, if you're talking deen, then you've got a problem. You must disperse. One day with my friends, we were sitting there, and we were having a discussion. I was explaining to them about the Kaaba Sharif, about the Multazam, about the Hatim. We were sitting about 5-6 of us, or 8-10 of us. But they were in a circle, and they were listening to me, and that is what I was explaining to them. I'm not going to be telling them fairy tales in the Haram Sharif, or I'm not going to be telling them some other stories there, or talking business there. So we're talking about the Kaaba Sharif, the Multazam, etc., etc. So there comes the police, and he says, Mamnu, Mamnu. Forbidden. It's forbidden to talk about all these things. Yeah, it's forbidden. No discussion of this nature must terminate. So I asked the brothers to disperse. So we went to the back section, and sat against a pillar there. We checked around first that there's nobody. And then we started again. So after a little while, again one person came and sat down there and started listening in. So I told them, just keep reading Tasbih quietly, you know, finish. So now he's sitting there and he's waiting for me to talk. But we kept reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Now he got tired. After a little while he got tired. How long is he going to sit there? Because he wanted to listen in what we are talking. Because they pick you up on those cameras. So now to get rid of him, so I told my friends there, I said, have you all reconfirmed your bookings for your return trip? Have you reconfirmed your return bookings? So as soon as he heard about return bookings and reconfirmation, he got up and went away. So in other words, it's permissible to talk about reconfirmations, about your bookings and about your watches that you've bought and about the television programs that you can talk in the Haram Sharif. But it's mamnu, it's forbidden if you talk about Haram Sharif and the Kaaba Sharif and the Multazam Sharif. Now is this a just government? Wallah, without a word of lie, I'm telling you, this is what happened. Then he walked up. He got away. As soon as he went away, then we started again our explanation and waited for the next one to come. So he says, Aajikal zulmo sitam aur shor o shar hai juzvedi. Shor o shar, there's just talk and talk and talk. Islam, Islam, Islam. Which Islam are we talking about? Did we ever ask ourselves that question? Islam, 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 but which Islam we want? Once I heard, when I put the channel Islam station on, which I hardly listen to, I don't have the time for it, and I don't even know what the programs are there, but sometimes when you just go into the house, the family is listening and you pick up something. So there was some advertisement or what it was, I really don't know, but about Einstein said or who said that you act like scientists and you talk like scientists and all the rest of it, but you are not scientists. So that is exactly our setup. That is exactly our setup. We say we are Muslims, but we eat like Americans. We dress like Americans. We marry like Americans. We trade like Americans. We conduct our entire life like Americans. But we say we are Muslims and we want Islam. The buffets that they talk about, is that the Islamic way of eating at weddings and at walimas and many other functions and parties of ours? The food is all around and people have got the plates in their hands and they go walking around and eating. I call that grazing, not eating. We call that eating. We can call it grazing because the cow sometimes grazes here, sometimes there, sometimes there. So that is what he says. Sure, sure, everywhere. Juzwe deen, part of our deen is now just make sure about Islam, Islam, Islam. But we don't want that Islam. The truth is we don't want that Islam which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in left behind for us. That Islam we don't want because it is very difficult for the nafs. But that Islam in which you can forego your salat, you can watch all the evil on the television, you can see all the haram programs on the internet where you can borrow on interest and give on interest. All those kind of things, if it carries on with our Islam, then that kind of Islam we got no problem with. Aaj kal zulmo sitam aur shor o shar juzve deen. Aaj kal zulmo sitam aur shor o shar hain juzve deen. Dakhile tehzeeb hain makro fareb aur bughzo ki. Dakhil-e tehzeeb, it is now part of our culture. The part of our culture now is makro fareb, cheating, deceiving, fraud, lies. All these type of things have come part of our culture now. Part of the Muslim culture are all these things now. These are general conditions he's talking about. And bughz, harboring malice or jealousy, pride, anger, all these type of things have all become part of our daily life. Just as we cannot do without breakfast, lunch and supper, like that we can't do without these things. We must have some share of it during the day. as part of our diet, we must have a little bit of lies, a little bit of cheat, a little bit of hasad and jealousy, a little bit of pride, a little bit of arrogance, a little bit of malice, a little bit of greed. Something or the other of these menus we must have. It has become part of our daily ration. We can't live without it. Aasma par ur rahe hain yun to ab ahle zameen. Those people who say they got a lot of culture and a lot of tehzeeb and they are at the height of civilization and they are rulers of the world and they are superpowers. He said they are flying like that. If you have to look, they are flying high in the air. If you look at the aeroplanes, how high they fly. If you look at their spaceships, where they go. But in zulmaton ko wo dur kar sakte nahi. They cannot remove these darknesses. These darknesses they can't remove. How can they remove these darknesses when they are steeped in these darknesses? When they are drowning in the ocean of these darknesses? What else has America and Britain and others got except these things that we are talking about? Cheat, deceit. And who are the victims of this cheat and deceit? Nothing but Muslim states. If Kuwait does not allow it to become the base, and if Qatar does not allow them to make their command headquarters there, and if Turkey and Saudi Arabia and all these countries don't give them other kind of support, and that so-called big lion which keeps shouting, down with America, down with America, so much so that even in Hajj, they go there and scream and shout, down with that big shaitan, down with America. Now why it has become suddenly like a mouse, that Iran? Those who are talking about Islamic revolution, where is that Islamic revolution? What are they waiting for? Now there's the American forces right at your doorstep there. So why don't you go now onto the borders and shout down with America? So we are becoming fooled by all these type of slogans. Where are those supporters of all those Shias now? Sunni, Shia, bhai, bhai, where are they now? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help us. Inshallah I will continue from here if Allah ta'ala gives me life, health and the opportunity on Thursday. Inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم اي میرے پیارے مولا اي میرے رحيم كريم الله اي میرے رحيم كريم الله او الله يو ار كريم كريم از دی ون هو گیوز ود اؤٹ ڈیزرونگ او مائی بیلوڈ الله. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ay mere Rahim Allah, hamare gunaho ko maaf farma. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyas al Mustaghiseen, Ya Hayyo Ya Qayyub, Ya Hayyo Ya Qayyub, Ya Hayyo Ya Qayyub, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام تیرے سوا میرے مولا ہمارا کوئی نہیں. Oh my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. And oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir ummah Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم ارحم على أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh my beloved Allah, overlook the weakness of the Ummat. Overlook the shortcomings of the Ummat. Overlook the sins of the Ummat. Oh my Allah, too much of the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has oozed for the sake of this Ummat. Allah, so much my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teared for this Ummat. Allah, his only concern day and night was this Ummat. Ya Allah, he left the Ummat in a position of dignity. He left the Ummat in one body and one soul. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. What has become the condition of that Ummat? There is no one to pass the hand of affection anymore. The Ummat has become yatim. Ya Allah, the enemies can bomb and bombard them at their will. Ya Allah, give hidayat to those Muslim governments and Muslim states. Mere pyare khuda, give hidayat to them. Oh Allah, how can they join the coalition and alliance of the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara? Oh my beloved Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether they are in Iraq or in Palestine or Kashmir or Chechnya or Bosnia or Africa or any part of the world. Ay Allah, forgive their major sins and minor sins. Forgive their major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins they committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that they committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere pyare khuda, hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai, hum napaak aur gande hai. ہم مجرم ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیتے میں بندے ہیں میرے اللہ whatever we may be we are your servants we are your slaves oh my beloved Allah where do we go whether we go north or south whether we go deep down the ocean or we go up above the heavens oh my beloved Allah everywhere it is your kingdom یا اللہ everything is in your control oh my Allah therefore we are turning towards you Oh Allah, bless us all with long life, Ameen. With good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with zuhad, with qanaat, with tawakkul, with yaqeen, with your marifat, with your qurb. Hay mere Allah, bless each and every one of us with your qurb and muhabbat. Bless us with the ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere pyare khuda. The enemies of Islam have ganged up together. And together with them, O Allah, the munafiqeen have also joined. Where Allah, they want to destroy these Muslim states. Where Allah, they want to capture these states for nothing else but for their wealth. O Allah, they want to take over their oil wells. Mere pyare khuda, either give them hidayat, as you gave hidayat to the Sahaba-e-Kiram. They were from the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, nasara. But you gave them hidayat. And oh Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Oh Allah, even today you can give these people hidayat. Ya Allah, open up their eyes to Islam and Iman. But oh Allah, if they become obstinate, they know what Islam and Iman is. But they have made up their minds that they will bring about destruction of the ummah. Then, oh my beloved Allah, use your power, O Allah. Allah, use your power. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Oh, my beloved Allah. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Create division amongst their alliances. Ya Allah, let them fight amongst themselves. Let their bombs drop on their own heads. Oh my beloved Allah, let them be crushed beneath their own bombs. Yare Khuda, use the wind against them. Use the gale force wind against them. As you used in the battle of trench. Oh my Allah, Even today you can use the gale force wind against them. Cause the storms to rise against them. Oh my beloved Allah, you send the ababil, tiny little birds, with tiny little pebbles, and you destroy the huge army of Abraha. Hey, mere pyare khuda, you are that same powerful, almighty Allah. Mere Allah, no weakness has come in you. We are extremely weak, oh Allah. Our iman is an extremely weak level. Oh my beloved Allah, we have reached the lowest ebb of our iman. But oh my beloved Allah, even though we may have become weak, you haven't become weak. Ya Allah, don't look at our weakness. Don't look at the weakness of the Muslim states. Oh Allah, look at your qudrat and your power. Ya Allah, look at your shan of Rahimi and Karimi. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for this ummat. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam which flowed for this ummat. And assist and help, oh Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, there is no one to question you if you forgive the Muslims ummah. There's no one to question you if you forgive the believers. Ya Allah, there's no one to ask you any questions if you have to forgive all of us. Ya Allah, but if you're going to forgive us, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam become pleased. Ya Allah, we will become pleased. You will become pleased. And if you don't, then oh Allah, the only one that will become pleased will be shaitan. میرے پیارے خدا تو مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما مجاہدین کی مدد اور نصرت فرما اے اللہ فرشتوں کے ذریعے سے مدد فرما send the angels oh my beloved Allah یا اللہ send the angels oh my Allah یا اللہ assist and help them with the angels یا اللہ فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ day and night they are bulldozing the homes of the innocent. Ya Allah, bombs are raining upon the heads. Ya Allah, little children, women folk and others are losing their lives. Mere pyare khuda, ab to in zalimon ka haath rok le. Mere Allah, hold back the hands of these zalims, mere Allah. Mere Allah, these oppressors, how long are they going to oppress? Mere pyare khuda, create a revolution there. Ya Allah, musalmanon ki nusrat farma. Give them dominance on that lands, O Allah. Ya Allah, give the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dominance. Give them superiority. Ya Allah, raise their status and position. Give them once again that position of dignity and honor that you had originally given to them. Mere pyare khuda, hum teri hi taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Mere Allah, what else can we do? Even when we decide to help the deen of yours, Ya Allah, we make big, big mistakes in our lives. Mere pyare khuda, therefore, you guide us along. Mere Allah, hamein hidayat naseeb farma. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially, oh Allah, these Muslim states. Oh my Allah, remove the malice and the rancor from their hearts. Remove their jealousies. Remove, oh Allah, their problems and difficulties. Ya Allah, unite them. If they become united, oh Allah, there's no force in the world that can attack them. Mere pyare khuda, tu Iraq ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Ay Allah, unke musalmanon ki madad farma. Unke mujahideen ki madad farma. Unki hukumat ko, ay Allah, tu hidayat de. Lekin mere pyare khuda, Baghdad has been the center of civilization. Ya Allah, it has been the land of the Anbiya, the land of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the land of the Awliya-e-Kiram. Mere pyare khuda, the land of Khilafat. Mere pyare khuda, wahan par kitne Awliya badfood hai. Ay Allah, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Ya Allah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and so many others. Mere Allah, تو اس زمین کی حفاظت فرما اے میرے پیارے اللہ کربلا کے میدان میں جو کچھ ہوا تھا میرے اللہ آج دوبارہ وہی کربلا کا میدان ہے میرے اللہ تو مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما اے اللہ جس طریقے سے کربلا کے بعد زندہ ہوا تھا اسلام میرے اللہ آج بھی تو اسلام کو پھر زندہ کر اے اللہ اسلام زندہ ہے اور ہمیشہ زندہ رہے گا ہم کمزور ہو گئے ہیں تو ہمیں قوت دے ہمارے ایمان کے اندر قوت دے اللہ we have to leave this world and come to you Allah take us away from this world in a state you are pleased with us bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah burial in Jannatul Baqi Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action or deed. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, in a casino, in a cinema or a theater or in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar farma. Ya Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for this ummat, bless us with all that goodness. Bless us with all that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, جو بھی دین کی محنت کر رہے جو بھی دین کی خدمت کر رہے سب کو قبول فرما سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. Bless all workers of deen in whichever line and field they are working for the sake of your deen. Bless them with ikhlas and sincerity and accept each and every one of them. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.